you know, it's the economy is just fabulous, and the stock market is high, and you would think that giving would be up. I know we just came off Giving Day, you know, that the Communities Foundation was sponsoring. But the fact is, we give about what we used to give, you know, 10 or 15, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, when times were not that great. One outfit that thinks they have a way to stimulate some giving is a Dallas-based company called iDonate. The CEO is Ray Gary, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So nobody tithes anymore. On average, we give like 2% of what we make?
No, that's right. And that's what originally got me hooked into this whole idea was, if you look at the data from Giving USA, the giving industry is about a $400 billion industry a year, and about $300 billion of that is individual contributions. But if you look at that compared to personal disposable income or even GDP, it's about 2%, and it's been there for about 50 years. If you juxtapose that across U.S. household wealth of about $90 trillion, we're a whopping 0.5% givers.
Well, at least the base has gone up, but but I mean the point's well taken. So you all have you sell technology to not-for-profits and have a unique way of, well, tell me about it. How does it work?
No, we do. We have a software as a service platform, and it's what we call a donor engagement platform, which helps the nonprofits with all their forms of digital giving. Whether that be on their website, peer-to-peer, text giving, any form of digital giving, we've brought that into a unified platform. And so, you know, as more and more giving goes online, it's become a big issue for nonprofits.
So this is like an app?
Well, there is an app aspect of it, but it's a platform that's web-based that runs all their points of giving. So it extends to their web, it extends to peer-to-peer, all those things.
I guess it would cut down on overhead too.
Well, there is a big efficiency part of it because in the back office standpoint, we bring it all into one system. And you know, previously nonprofits would go out and assemble or stitch together a bunch of point solutions to actually make it happen, and we unify that in one platform.
You know, there's a multi-pronged approach to giving. I mean, there's the one-time gift, you know, this is the annual fund. There's sort of an endowment, you know, where you pledge over 5 years, maybe for a capital campaign or some specific purpose. But, you know, with the stock market making new all-time highs, I see more people getting hit up for appreciated securities so that you can, you know, you can give away $25,000 worth of something that you maybe paid $5,000 for. Can you accommodate all these different methods?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we can. One of the things that makes us special is, in addition to normal, what I call cash or income-based giving, we do accommodate asset-based giving. We process stock for people. We're kind of famous for that. We actually process cars, yachts.
Cars? But really?
Yeah, grain. Anything that's a complex asset, we can actually process that through our foundation and turn that into a donation for our nonprofits.
So what's your reach? I know you're Dallas-based, but you operate, what, all over the country?
We do, and we're dabbling in a couple other countries right now, but we're U.S.-based. We have about 700 customers. They range from some large universities to faith-based ministries to health and human services and all types of nonprofits.
But you're a for-profit, and I know you just got a round of funding.
We did. We are a for-profit.
And what do you do with the funding?
Well, as I said, we have a donation-based system, and what's happening right now is we're getting pulled into what we call donor engagement. As you can imagine, Silicon Valley spent hundreds of billions of dollars on great experiences for consumers, whether that be Netflix and Uber and, you know, pick whatever system you want to pick. And so people today are expecting their experiences when they go online to be very personalized and very empowering, and nonprofits aren't really equipped to give that. And so we're trying to bring some of that innovation into the nonprofit world so they actually speak to you like they know you.
So are you invisible? I mean, when I sign on to the, you know, my favorite university and start giving money, I mean, it's their system that I see, right? I mean,
you're exactly right. We're equipping the nonprofits to offer these technologies to their donor. That's exactly right.
Is there a certain amount of boilerplate or replication? I mean, are all your sites going to look the same?
No. One of the powerful things about our system is it's extremely customizable. So you can make it meet your brand. As a matter of fact, one of the things that we're really well known for is is our technology and our websites. It's embed code. It's kind of like copying a snippet off of YouTube, and it fits right on your webpage, so you don't have to bounce off to a third-party form like a PayPal or something and give.
So who was this your idea? Where did you come up with
this
idea? Well,
we have a lot of, we have a great team. We have a lot of great folks, and I met a guy named Bill High who worked at the National Christian Foundation in Kansas City, and he was experimenting in his basement with processing non-cash, and we kind of took it from there and built it out.
So where what's the end game? How far does this go?
Well, we're a long ways from our aspiration of moving the 2%. That's kind of our mission, if you will. We wake up in the morning and figure out how do we make the pie bigger by getting into asset-based giving, and how do we empower consumers to give more and make it easier for them to give. And so we still have a ways to go before we move the 2%.
And so you haven't had any pushback from, you know, the tax overhaul, and periodically there are, you know, there are rumors that they're going to, you know, cut out the deductibility of gifts to Elium Ossidary institutions.
No, not yet. I mean, we follow sort of those macro issues. You know, if you look at the stats, I mean, clearly giving took a hit in 2008, and it's recovered. But people are generous regardless of what the tax impact is or the economy. And as a matter of fact, regardless of the tax code, the IRS adds about 50,000 new nonprofits every year.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Well, look, you have a noble charter, taking giving from 2 to 4%. It doesn't sound like much, but it's got to be a Herculean task. We wish you the best.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. We've been joined by Ray Gary, the CEO of iDonate, a Dallas-based technology company. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.